आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू एड्रेस एससीओ समिट इन किर्गिस्तान्स कैपिटल बिश्केक टुडे। कंट्रीज जीडीपी ग्रोज 7.8% इन फर्स्ट क्वार्टर ऑफ करंट फाइनेंशियल ईयर, बीटिंग आरबीआईस प्रोजेक्शन ऑफ 7%। U.S. describes India as dynamic, strong and resilient economy. New Delhi rejects Court of Arbitration award on Indus Water Treaty. Nepal rescuers blast hillside in search of hydropower workers as families wait anxiously. And Lionel Messi announces retirement from international football, ending legendary 21-year career with Argentina national team. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. The 26th SCO Summit has been held under the central motto, Together for Sustainable Peace, Development and Prosperity. We have more from a correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his address to the 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, will underline India's priorities in the areas of security, connectivity and opportunity. India has consistently opposed double standards in the fight against terrorism, separatism and extremism. India believes that greater connectivity among member countries is essential for peace and prosperity in the region. At the same time, connectivity projects must respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all countries. India has also been emphasizing the need to create new opportunities for the youth of member countries and promote the startup ecosystem. India believes that the energy, innovation and entrepreneurship of young people can give a fresh impetus to regional development and cooperation. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Bishkek.
On the first day of his visit yesterday, PM Modi engaged in cultural events, paid tribute to Mahatma Gandhi, attended the opening ceremony of the 6th World Nomad Games alongside other world leaders. Mr. Modi held bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. During his talk with Mr. Putin, PM Modi pushed for a diplomatic resolution to global conflicts, emphasizing the need to move from endless war to the end of war.
यूक्रेन के विषय पर हम हमेशा चर्चा करते रहे हैं। भारत शांति के सभी प्रयासों का समर्थन करता है और शांति के हर प्रयास के लिए आगे भी समर्थन करता रहेगा। युद्ध में बिताया एक एक दिन मानवता को पीछे धकेलता है और शांति की तरफ बढ़ाया एक एक कदम पूरी मानवता को नई आशा से भर देते। हमें एंडलेस वॉर से एंड ऑफ वॉर उसी दिशा में जाना ही होगा जो मानवता की भलाई के लिए भी बहुत आवश्यक है।
The discussions focused on key areas of India-Russia bilateral cooperation, including trade and investment, energy and defense. Prime Minister Modi said it is a matter of deep satisfaction that cooperation between India and Russia continue to scale new heights.
दोनों देशों के लोगों की भलाई के लिए हम मिलकर के काम कर रहे हैं। राष्ट्रहित को सर्वोपरि रखते हुए आगे बढ़ना, यही हम दोनों की सोच रही है और आगे भी यही हमारा मूल मंत्र होगा।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो हेल्ड बायलैटरल मीटिंग्स विद लीडर्स ऑफ ईरान, किर्गिज रिपब्लिक एंड आर्मेनिया यस्टरडे। India's real GDP has recorded a growth rate of 7.8% during the first quarter of current financial year, compared to 6.9% during the same period previous year. Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation released the quarterly estimates of GDP for the first quarter from April to June of the current financial year. It said Indian economy has sustained growth momentum despite global headwinds. The nominal GDP has also registered 10.3% growth during the first quarter of the current financial year. Secretary in the Ministry, Dr. Saurav Garg, said growth across all sectors has been highly positive, which demonstrates that government interventions are having an impact despite geopolitical situation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed India's exemplary GDP growth of 7.8% as a Herculean feat. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the achievement reflects the collective strength and resilience of the people of the country despite oil price shocks, supply chain disruptions and global uncertainties. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the credit for this strong performance goes to the people of the country and their hard work. US has described India as a dynamic, strong and resilient economy after official data showed that India's GDP grew by 7.8%. In an interview with a news agency, White House Senior Deputy Press Secretary Kush Desai said the growth figures confirmed the Trump administration's view of India as a fast-growing economic power.
I think that number reinforces what the president and what the administration have been saying all along, which is that India is a very dynamic and very strong and resilient economy. And I think the GDP report that came out, or numbers that came out, again, like I said, reinforced India is a fast-growing power here.
He said India's large and expanding economy offers major opportunities for U.S. companies and investors. The U.S. administration also wants to encourage American investment in India and greater Indian investment in the United States.
I think you've seen a lot of work by the president and his ambassador to India, Sergio Gore, work on trying to get more American businesses to invest in India and to get Indian businesses to invest here in the United States. And so president and administration are very keen to grow and develop that bilateral trade and economic relationship.
Desai said President Donald Trump considers ties with India highly important and has often spoken about his friendship with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is Akashvani giving you the news.
For news on the go, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts and listen to AIR News on BB Shabd.
India has strongly rejected a ruling by the World Bank Constituted Court of Arbitration over the Indus Waters Treaty, rejecting the tribunal's authority and calling its decisions legally invalid. In a social media post, the Minister of External Affairs, MEA, said India has never recognized the arbitration panel, did not participate in its proceedings, and would not be bound by its rulings. New Delhi also reiterated that the Indus Waters Treaty remains in abeyance. The statement came after the Court of Arbitration in The Hague ruled India's reasons for putting the treaty on hold did not justify suspension or termination. The panel called on India to continue observing its obligations under the 1960 Water Sharing Agreement. India, however, rejected the ruling, arguing that the arbitration panel itself was established in violation of the terms of the treaty. The MEA said the panel has no jurisdiction whatsoever over India's sovereign decisions concerning the treaty or its infrastructure projects. New Delhi suspended the Indus Waters Treaty following the Pahalgam terror attack in April last year, citing national security concerns and continued cross-border terrorism. Rescue teams in Nepal are racing against time to reach more than 600 workers believed to be trapped in mud-filled tunnels at the Trishuli 3A hydropower site. Crews are using explosives, heavy machinery and air pumps to clear the tunnels and search for survivors. According to the Nepal's Disaster Management Authority, 939 people have died and 3,925 are missing, including 592 foreign nationals. So far, 279 people have been rescued from hydropower sites, while more than 11,000 people have been rescued across the country. The rescue operation has been supported by Nepalese and Chinese military teams, along with experts from India, South Korea and Australia. Severe flooding and landslides have made it difficult for rescuers to locate the buried tunnels. India has sent specialized teams to help with both the rescue operations and the identification of victims. A 19-member Indian forensic team began work in Kathmandu, assisting with DNA testing to identify recovered remains. An Indian tunnel rescue team is also working at hydropower sites in Chilime and Langtang. Experts are helping Nepalese authorities search for 933 workers and employees who have been missing since August 26th, with many believed to be trapped inside the tunnels. At least 11 hydropower projects were damaged by the floods. Families say rescue efforts have been too slow and are urging authorities to act quickly. Downstream in the Chitwan, nearly 300 bodies have been recovered from rivers. Many remain unidentified, so authorities are using DNA testing. Due to a shortage of freezers, some bodies have been temporarily buried until they can be identified. Nepal has asked several countries for help, including freezers, DNA testing equipment, drones, bridges, and specialized tunnel rescue tools. A team of 18 Indian forensic experts is assisting with DNA identification. In Tibet, Chinese state media reports 16 deaths and 546 missing people. China has rejected claims that its hydropower projects caused the disaster, calling such allegations malicious speculation. Amid the floods in Nepal and the rising water levels of rivers in Bihar, the Animal and Fisheries Resources Department has advised people not to consume fish caught from flood waters. According to the department, during floods, fish may come into contact with sewage, dead animals and other contaminated substances, increasing the risk of contamination by bacteria, viruses and other pathogens. Consumption of such fish may be harmful to health. The department has clarified that fish caught from floodwaters should not be used for consumption until the floodwater has stabilized and the condition of water bodies has returned to normal. The department has also appealed to people not to consume fish that appear unknown or unusual. People have been advised to avoid buying, selling or consuming fish caught from the floodwaters. Odisha is bracing for another spell of heavy to very heavy rain under the influence of a well-marked low-pressure area over Gangetic West Bengal and adjoining north coastal Odisha. The IMD has issued a red warning for Sundargarh and Keonjhar, with orange warning for 6 districts and yellow warning for 12 districts today. The fresh spell comes after Odisha recorded exceptionally high rainfall during July and August, with several northern districts experiencing repeated flood situations. We have more from a correspondent.
Odisha is witnessing another spell of heavy to very heavy rain, with the India Meteorological Department IMD issuing a red warning for Sundargarh and Keonjhar today. Orange warning is in force for Jharsuguda, Bargarh, Sambalpur, Deogarh, Angul and Mayurbhanj, while 12 districts are under yellow warning. The rain is associated with a well-marked low-pressure area over Gangetic West Bengal and adjoining north coastal Odisha. Odisha recorded 91% excess rainfall last July. Between the last 1st of June and 26th of August, the state received 1,104 millimeters of rain, about 31% above normal. IMD expects rainfall activity to decrease after tomorrow, though isolated rain may continue in this month. Prakash Das for Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Lionel Messi has announced his retirement from international football, bringing an end to a 21-year Argentina career that included a World Cup triumph, 2 Copa America titles, and a record 207 appearances for his country. Messi said the decision has been on his mind since the World Cup final defeat to Spain before the death of his father further convinced him it was time to step away. The 39-year-old revealed the decision in a statement posted on his official Instagram account, confirming that he would no longer wear the Argentina jersey after one of the most celebrated international careers in football history. Messi said the decision has been painful, particularly because of the emotional bond he has shared with the national team and Argentina's supporters throughout his career. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. Prime Minister Modi at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Bishkek is noticed prominently by the dailies. The statesman quotes Prime Minister Modi telling Putin, "End hostilities and pursue peace. Ensure peace. Freedom of navigation, Prime Minister urges Iran," says the Hindu. SIR draft leaves out 47.7 lakh Delhi voters, informs the Asian Age. One nation, one time, India moves towards self-reliance in timekeeping, reports the Tribune, adding IST to be mandatory time reference from March. Singapore diplomat, Myanmar activist and Bangladeshi aid giver win Magsaysay Awards, reports the Indian Express. Messi closes the Argentina chapter, reports Hindustan Times. Football loses part of its soul as legend calls time on Argentine career after failure to defend World Cup crown and death of his father George, writes the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address SCO summit in Kyrgyzstan's capital Bishkek today. The country's GDP grows 7.8% in the first quarter of the current financial year, beating RBI's projection of 7%. US describes India as dynamic, strong and resilient economy. New Delhi rejects Court of Arbitration award on Indus Water Treaty. Nepal rescuers blast hillside in search of hydropower workers as families wait anxiously. And Lionel Messi announces retirement from international football, ending legendary 21-year career with Argentina national team. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.